Ministers need the help of their people to find a balance between the relentless demand ministers feel for new and challenging sermons versus the persistent expectation for their hearers to be more and more Christ-like and do more and more kingdom-wise. That's our key sentence for today, and we welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, do you feel the pressure of needing to come up with a new and challenging sermon every Sunday?
I don't feel it now because I'm not pastoring, but I remember when I was pastoring that happened. In fact, I've talked to a lot of ministers, Dean, who say, you know, the well is dry. I've pumped it and there's no water left in there. So I'm sure that anyone listening to us can relate. That's not always the case. Sometimes you feel like you have way more that you would like to say than really there's opportunity. But then there are those times when you say, it's all been said, there's nothing more to say. You know, how do I create something new? So it's a problem. I felt it when I was doing 6 broadcasts a week. You know, I would do something and then I'd think, boy, I've said that before, you know. And yeah, so it is a problem. And I'm sure for a lot of pastors, especially a pastor who has been in a parish for a long time, say you've been there for 15, 18, 20 years. At a given point, you almost come to the place where you say, everything they need to know, I've told them. And now I'm making up new stuff because it's just a relentless, I know Sunday's going to come again in a few days and I have to have another sermon ready. But what more can I say than what I've already said? That answer your question?
Yeah, I can sense very strongly how absolutely out of gas some pastors could feel.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
What kind of pressure do people in the pew feel?
Well, I have this from good authority because people in the pew have often said to me, it seems like there's a never-ending number of demands that ministers make so that you're working on your prayer life and you just kind of getting that into line and feeling good about it. And then you have to do a series on witnessing about your faith. And that's a whole intimidating area. And I've come along in that. And then all of a sudden you're talking about us reaching out to the poor and the powerless. And then you want choir members. And after a while, I just think, please stop the challenge machine. You know, I need time. I am not a full-time Christian worker like you are, Pastor. You got to just leave us alone for a while and just some Sunday get up there and don't say anything. So there is a feel on the part of parishioners sometimes that the demands of the church are way beyond what is reasonable. So that's kind of the opposite sense of pressure, okay?
And you can understand how I'm just thinking about the way people do sometimes as a sermon begins. They look very tired. They look very apprehensive about what the pastor's going to ask them to.
Yeah, we've been working on this stuff, Pastor. Now you got a missionary week coming up, and I know you're going to roll the whole world on top of us like a huge beach ball and flatten me like a pancake. And I'm going to say, oh, Jesus, please help. You know, I can't take any more.
How does a pastor balance those two tensions?
Well, I think that, you want an easy answer. I'm not sure I can give you an easy answer. I think you balance them by communication, not from the pulpit, but by talking with people. How are you doing? Are you exhausted? Most people, just because of the way they live, apart from their spiritual side, they're just pooped out living. This is a phonetic a world that they live in, or nation, I should say. I think as Americans, we're especially busy, sometimes not busy with what are the highest priorities, but we are busy. So I think that you have to establish communication. And sometimes you have to hear people say, you know, stop, I can't take any more. Or I would say an even better thing, sometimes, Pastor, instead of another challenge, I would like for you to say, you are really doing well. You are some of the finest people in the whole world. I don't know how you do all you do, and then you keep adding on. And I just feel like I want to stand up here and clap. If I'm the only one clapping, I'm still clapping so that you understand that I think you are terrific. I remember when my folks, years and years ago, started a church down in Southern Illinois. And starting a church is hard, and they were doing it as lay people. And they were bringing in guest speakers from Chicago, coming in at that point in time. It wasn't nearly as much on airplanes as on the train, so that when these speakers came in, you had to entertain them, and it just was exhausting to them. And my mom said one Sunday, a guest pastor came, and he didn't preach what I thought he was going to. In fact, he chose a text, and I looked it up here. It was Hebrews 6, because I remember her talking about it, 6:10, and it reads as follows: God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. And she said, I sat there in the pew and I cried and I cried and I cried, because it was a message that she desperately needed to hear. It wasn't another challenge. It was just saying, good for you. And it was like he had preached that sermon specifically for mom and dad, who were the key lay leaders. That church is huge now. It's a very, very large church. If you wouldn't mention my folks' names, there wouldn't be anybody there who would even know who they were. But they spent a huge amount of their lives bringing that church alive and keeping it going, you know. And that was a message that came from God through that minister, who somehow was sensitive enough to know that maybe another challenge isn't what's needed here. It's just that these people need to hear it. You've done very well. And that's probably a word for pastors every so often, just that encouraging word. I really appreciate what kind of a congregation you are. I'm a fortunate person to be here and ministering to you and so on.
It's very interesting that you mention that text. That holds a very special place in my heart.
Is that right?
Because the very first time that I heard you speak in person, which was a radio station appreciation banquet in Connecticut, you had come as a guest speaker from Chicago to Hartford, Connecticut on behalf of the Christian radio station there. But when you got up to speak, you said in a very quiet voice, the Lord has laid some things on my heart I want to share with you tonight. And what I'm going to do is I'm simply going to share with you two broadcasts that I did recently. And you shared two broadcasts. One is called The Exchanged Life, and I know you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Of course.
And the other broadcast that you shared that night is a broadcast called Did Anyone Even Notice? And it was based on that text,
the Hebrews text
that you just read.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I sat in that audience, David, that night, and I felt such an overwhelming sense of Christ's presence. There was an electricity that shot through my body. And that was a word I really needed to hear from the Lord. And I think you're right that people need that kind of word of encouragement.
Yeah. And you picked that up through dialogue. Your question was, how do you sense what you need to say? You sense it through the Holy Spirit working through you, but also through communication with your people. Where are you? Are you worn out? You know, if you are, let me just tell you, you're good people. The Lord's pleased and so on. Yeah. So it's that balance. It's the minister wanting to continue to be Christ-like and lead the people. And at the same time, the people expressing, you know, I'm tired. I just need you to pat me on the back or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There is a place of quiet rest, the hymn writer has written, near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Ministers need the help of their people to find a balance between the relentless demand for new and challenging sermons versus the persistent expectation for their hearers to be more and more Christ-like and to do more and more kingdom-wise. We're so glad you joined us for this time together. You found this SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We have resources there. We invite you to browse through our website and look at those resources. Our resources intend to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. As we always do, we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.